Yeah.
General Hanks, sir.
Al, I want to be sure that we're going forward on that study, that action I ask on immediately checking to see who has Q clearances outside this government and start getting those shut off.
Yes, sir. I've got a group.
The Brookings Institute,
right now.
The RAND Corporation, and all the rest.
Yes, sir.
And we just do it solely on the basis that we're changing the classification system and that we're at the present time just shutting them off.
We've got a massive legal problem, sir. I've got all of the departments in there with me right now on this subject.
You have?
Yes, sir.
Good.
There are existing contracts, you see, that they have legal basis.
Brookings? Is Brookings out of contract?
They think Brookings does.
But Brookings doesn't have any contracts that I ever approved. Now, goddammit, I want to know how that got by me, if they have one with Brookings. Now, I really want to know.
All right, sir, we have to go through the whole contract.
If it was done in this administration, I want to know why. I want to know who signed it, who approved it, okay?
All right, sir, fine.
On Brookings, because I gave specific orders in January of 1969 not to do anything to Brookings.
Oh, well, that's been promulgated, but some of these things are quite old, you know.
All right.
I have to get...
Well, anyways, now, what about the business about having the various agencies... like the Defense Department and the State Department and the rest, immediately re-examine their own, reduce the number of people who have access to classified documents.
Yes, sir. We're doing this. First, we're having them submit to us the numbers, and they're astronomical.
Right.
They're over a million, sir.
A million?
Top secret and above, yes, sir. That's the estimate right now.
A million people have access to top secret and above documents?
Yes, sir. Very problem.
Well, don't you see the problem?
Sure.
It's unbelievable. That's ridiculous.
And it's an
probably a lot of that's a lot of that is in defense, of course, isn't it?
A great number in defense, great number in state. Almost every State Department employee apparently has a top secret.
All right. All right. Well, let's get at it and just shake them up and tell them we're gonna read. And then I want recommendations to cut that to 100,000. Well, no, 10,000. You understand?
Yes, sir. We're going
Let me get the number straight. 10,000. Now, we're going to have a new top secret classification. Also, I want you to give me how is the top secret so forth done? Is that set up by law? By executive order or how?
Yes, two executive regulations that can...
Can the regulations be changed?
Yes, sir, they can.
Without going to the Congress?
I believe they can. Yes,
all right, give me a memo on that. I want to know.
All right.
And we'll change the classification. And then Al is a new classification. And I'm going to limit it to people that need it. And let the little shit asses have their 100,000. I don't care. And they can see all the stuff that is not and call it top secret. But
right.
We've got to have a new classification for documents that are really secret. We've got to separate the cats from the dogs.
Yes.
Now this has got to be done, Al. And I want you to crack the whip on these bastards.
Yeah, we've got them
okay.
All hopping right now.
Fine.